The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I hate Valentine's.
I do. Does anybody like that? I tell you what I do love is the candy, and I might just be saying that because I'm starving right now.
Are we rolling?
Are we podcasting?
Hear myself, and I'm like, I'm so sour, but I have never liked Valentine's Day.
Nobody has ever liked Valentine's
Day. Really? Because I feel like there's couples out there that are like, I can't wait to explore you physically and show you my love with like a beautiful card and roses, and you're gonna wear something lacy, and then we're gonna make out, and then we're gonna fucking make love.
With you, Kristen, but she got so disgusted when I said that I make out with my husband, like horrified.
No,
and I don't understand.
I got grossed out because you said you French kiss your husband.
I did
don't
not
be
say
gross.
The words French kiss.
You said we kiss before we have sex, and I think it's wrong.
And
it's weird.
I didn't say French kisses.
Yes, you did.
Kiss.
Ew,
I don't.
Gross. That's worse.
Kristen,
are you telling me before you kissed, you guys go, ew, 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 ew.
There's
God,
all kinds God. Of different kissing that happens. Before.
There are two. There's French kiss and there's.
I will tell you, Kristen, I don't think I've used the word French kiss unless I was making a joke at any point in my life.
Can you
Nobody
deter- can
says
you,
that.
Okay. So then one should just assume that you're French kissing. Before you get into the act of...
Hold on. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Possibly not this specific episode, but leave us some comments and ask us some questions and tell us whether or not you think me kissing my husband's disgusting. Okay. But
it was the way you said it, and then I visualized it.
No, I didn't. I'm going to ask Brett. He was there, and he was like, what? He was as shocked as me.
I just feel like, for some reason, the idea of you guys, like, French kissing before you just do the deed. Does anybody do that?
French kissing. I can't even think of who says that or does that. I think
you're bearing the lead. You're bearing the lead.
What?
Do you French kiss or do you?
Nobody does.
Gross. Yes,
we
just
do
said,
that before we leave, before we say goodbye.
Okay, but
and
you
I hate
just said you don't French kiss. That's weird.
I don't call it that. Whatever I do is...
What the fuck?
Make out is whatever kind of kissing
making
you want to
call it. Making out has a lot of hands and movement, and generally you get a little bit...
And your mouth is open?
Ew! You're doing all
you
sorts of gross
a
stuff.
You are child, Chris. There's no difference between open mouth kissing and French kissing.
Oh, why are you calling it open mouth? That is not even a thing. It's not mouth kissing. It's French kissing. You're Frenching. You're fucking Frenching.
No wonder you think it's gross. I don't ever use that word to describe kissing.
Who open mouth kisses? Gross. You're a carp? You're doing... God bless.
She just did the grossest thing with her. Casey, am I crazy or do people
Ew,
kiss?
Casey doesn't want to chime in on this because she's young and
she
still
just
likes,
nodded her head no.
She likes it. We're going to ruin it for her.
Let me just tell you. You tell me what you prefer. Kristen's like, I just back up my ass and we have sex. And I said, oh, we lay there, we talk, we kiss, and then
God, who has time for that? God, gross.
This is too much information.
You guys lay in bed and you're like, I was watching you walk today. It's like watching a spirited animal.
Yeah, that's exactly what you say. Sure, we say some dumb stuff sometimes, but...
Do you say seductive stuff? Oh my God, Jesus, have you no tact? God. God, are you like this? I can't wait to feel you. Ew, gross.
Is it gross or are you just very excited about it? I don't say that. No. Not that.
I don't want to know.
Basically anything that has come out of your mouth, I've never said. So no one.
That's probably good. I wouldn't take this as a tutorial if I were you. Just to have you know, I was aware of my strong reaction. So when I was with my husband, I was like, I think we should kiss first.
Okay.
And so then we kissed.
And
it was fine. Okay. But the end game was still the same.
I just don't, you know, there's
I guess I got to like make it more romantic.
Oh God, this is so personal. But for a lot of sex, your faces are pretty near each other. So I feel like you have to be actively avoiding the other person's face.
Yeah, but you're married. You can just actively avoid their face. And okay. Nobody's feelings are hurt.
We do not give advice on marriage. I just need to reiterate that this is not a how-to or what to do or what not to podcast. Just don't be disgusted by your friend.
It feels weird in marriage. I mean, I used to love making out, but now the idea of it is like, Jesus,
you
is that what we're
reacted
doing?
As though I was like, sometimes we involve a rodent. Or so, like you, she was so disgusted. It was such a reaction. I was so self-conscious about it.
You were like, we got to get it going or something.
I did nothing with my shoulders. She's doing some shimmy right now, and I did not fucking do that,
Kristen.
Yes, you
did. You were like, sometimes we have to get in the mood. And I was like, ugh.
I don't have that. I did not have that tone. I did not have that.
Yes, you did. You did the hair flip.
Was I trying to seduce you?
I don't know.
You do have to get in the mood sometimes. This is all... Okay, hold on. We are both women over the age of 40.
Yeah.
So no one goes, hey, turn on your sex juice, and then it just happens.
You're right. I don't think that really happens. I mean, I guess I remember.
I'm sure there's a movies or porn or something where that happens, but...
Take my breath away.
See, that's what grosses me out. That's what I feel like Frenching looks like is from Top Gun, and it's like...
That's delightful.
Ow! Kristen!
Oh, no. That's sexy.
I don't agree.
That's
with
not
you.
With my husband. That is... There, you know...
For all the times I said...
Oh, my God. A sexy makeout session in my 20s. Ooh,
all the times I said we could be married, I take it back now because we couldn't be. We would this would be our first argument. We would disagree.
Yeah, because I'd be like you.
I would be like I would like a little bit of light kissing before we just start getting into sexual demands, and then you would come at me with your French tongue, and I would just be horrified.
Look at my arms crossed. I have been told by many, many. That I'm an excellent kisser, by the way. I'm
thousands.
Sure. Thousands. And a couple chicks at Burning Man. And I'm just saying.
I believe
myself to be an excellent kisser. I'm just saying, after 16 years of marriage, or how old's my son? 14 years of marriage, we sometimes bypass some of the foreplay. And I'm not saying that we should do that. We shouldn't do that.
Well,
but
listen.
Sometimes it's like... Let's just do it.
No, there are times where it's like daytime or something like that where I am aggressively like, don't even try to kiss me. I have makeup on. Like, I don't want to
mess that up. Yeah, because that gives mug burn.
I don't know how we got on this topic again.
She's
just horrified. I mean, this
it's Valentine's Day because...
Look, it goes back to my belief. I don't care what... I don't want to picture anyone having sex except myself, and sometimes I black that out. Like, I don't...
You think of yourself having sex?
Sure.
So on the outside looking in, I'm always just like, I'm like POV.
It depends.
Oh
It depends on the scenario. Okay.
I would never cast myself.
You're missing the lead. And my point is, we're all going to be horrified by what anybody else does or in the way in which they do it. Like, no? Oh. Who are you thinking of?
I feel like there's a few people out there that I'm like, if I caught a shot of it, it wouldn't be terrible to watch.
Travis and Taylor.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we can just talk about their beginning lovemaking has inspired all of us.
We've seen them kiss a lot, probably like, too much.
Whoa.
Can you imagine
they kiss
us
all
on
the
field? They're on the field, and you and I are just like right in there.
Yeah, I'm like watching. I'm like, see, he's Frenching. It's not a huge
are
French.
They?
Oh. Fuck, yes, they are. They're having
on
makeout
the field?
Sessions.
Okay.
They're listening to music. She, like,
wait,
they're
on the
getting
field
up
or in private?
In
or
private?
Like,
and then they're, you know, they're at that stage in the relationship where they're like, she like puts on his t-shirt and then runs to grab a glass of water. And he's like, I watched you walk away. And he's like, got his sheet just over his side as he's on his side. And there's muscles and everybody likes each other and everybody's out to just feel good. Then you go get appetizers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the best part.
Couple of drinks.
Oh
go
my
back.
God, you get a couple drinks yeah. in and then, oh,
go
the makeout
back and
session.
Finish. Yeah.
Day wow. drinks, day bang. Night drinks, night bang.
Okay,
that's all it is.
That is the ideal, and that never happens on Valentine's Day.
Correct.
It's almost statistically impossible for those fun events to happen on Valentine's Day.
You know why? Because you made reservations with your husband, and you're going to an Italian place, and they've set up 14 extra tables in the joint. Now you're elbow to elbow with the other table next to you,
yeah.
and they're younger than you, and then you get mad at that. And you're paying $32 for pasta and red sauce. Thank you, no.
I don't want a prefix menu, too. I'll tell you
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. It's always like, it's a prefix menu. It's, you're not getting out of there. You're not getting out of there for $150.
What's the younger couple next to us? What do they look like, though? Because, I mean.
Happy.
My husband and I, the last Valentine's dinner that we went to, this is how long ago this was. We went on February 12th, 2020.
Oh, no.
We went 2 days
no.
early, yeah, to avoid the rush of Valentine's Day. And then that was the last dinner we went to before, like, the COVID lockdown.
The lockdown?
Yeah, happened. And so we're so in it now that we'll forget about it. We'll make something here. Like we'll have a family Valentine's dinner. The romantic stuff doesn't happen on Valentine's Day.
Here's what I got to say. I really do applaud couples who make it a point to stay romantic. Cause I do think that that is something you should do.
I can
in
tell by your body language. You do. She was like, it got everything crossed and all of her muscles are tensed. So, yes.
You're not getting into this. I do. I think if I'm going to be totally honest, oh, God, what are we talking about? Like, I do find, like, I guess I'm a little shy about that stuff. Like, the idea, and I know I have friends that are like this, might be you, is the idea of, like, putting on a little something sexy, like a lacy thing, or, like,
100%
even,
me. Not very few and far between, but yes, I like it.
What do you do when you have it on? Do you just walk in the room or is it like...
You have to do very little once
no,
you've got
saying,
it on. Because
like,
you're sending like a laser signal.
Okay, I get it. They
you're like,
town.
This is
but
available.
Do I walk in and I go, here we are. Like, what do you do after you put it on? Do the thing where you're like, I'm going to flip my hair.
And what
gonna...
I picture you doing is like walking into the room and shrugging, going like, what? Here. Which I do feel like would work because most of this bodily situation I have, my husband has seen in all the different forms, not all
I'm
of them
I'm happy to
that
get
great.
Naked. I don't know about, I don't want to put on the thing with like snaps and hooks and lace and, but like, do
it
I?
Like lifts things. It does.
Oh
it,
God.
You should wear
but I'm going to lay down.
But you wear something that gives it like a
so uncomfortable.
Like a little different look. Now look, it's been a long time since I've done that, but like sometimes you just want to like make it look like oh these new pajamas I've got you can accidentally see through, right?
Yeah, I wear silk pajamas that have pants and a shirt.
But can you see through them?
Absolutely not. Because
so
I
basically
need them.
Wear men's
yes.
pajamas. Okay, so
I think it's just sexy and provocative in a sophisticated way.
And so would your husband concur?
I think my husband would just give about anything for me to put on something lacy. But then I got to like play it out.
You don't play anything. Yes. You have to play anything. What if you did this? You put on something.
No.
You put something on.
What, like what? Like a bra? Like a bra and an underpants that's see-through with one of those garter things?
Sure.
But then I got to wear pantyhose?
No, no, no. I wouldn't do garter. What is it? The 80s? What are you doing, Kristen? You're not wearing that. I'm saying,
what are you talking about?
Okay,
I'm uncomfortable. I'm sweating.
How about like one of those brands that makes like an entirely lace like cami? Some matching.
Victoria's Secret.
No, I like there's that brand Hanky Panky.
Okay.
So you wear something
it's
like
expensive.
That, and you could say something like this, like I'm not doing anything with my shoulders or being creepy. And by the way, I am not good at this or any kind of an expert, but I have done something similar.
You are.
I will say like husbands in the kitchen and I'll be like, you should come upstairs in 10 minutes.
I send a text that says, you want to bang?
That's the same thing. But
that's my idea of sexy.
When he comes up, you could be laying on the bed in something.
I am presenting like in a nude
cat?
Space.
It's okay, nude, fine. I'm just saying.
I'm under the sheet as God wanted.
Okay. Is there a hole cut in it?
No, because when it comes down to it, under the sheets, I'm a fox.
Sure. I'm not criticizing Kristen. I'm just defending myself more than anything that I'm not putting. And you guys probably have sex way more than we do. I think that I am a
person that enjoys the sexual arts. I believe that I need more of the
savoir faire,
the wearing the sexy stuff and the saying the sexy things. I could get better at that. And if I did, my husband would be so into it that's what would freak me out. I'd be like, oh, great.
Let me tell you my theory, okay?
Okay.
I don't...
God, please.
I think if we would ask my husband and he would be mortified to have this conversation.
My husband would be so into it.
But if we were to say to him, like, what's the sexiest thing Jen could say? It would probably be like something pretty mundane. Like, I don't, because this is my theory. And I thought this about media for a really long time. Like, for the most part, porn, like movies and stuff have been written by men. So the sexy things that come out of a woman's mouth are like just some man's like iteration.
Idea of what it is.
They're not going to be as good at it as a woman really just saying what
she
thinks.
Until Bridgerton, POV of a woman.
Thank you. That's probably why all of us, but like...
We ate it like candy.
Yeah. I think maybe telling your husband what to do is like provocative, right?
I do tell my husband what to do.
I
literally all the time.
I don't mean, go get the last few bags of groceries out of the car. Unless you threw in there at the end, I'll make it worth your while.
Yeah, you were good. You're good at this. I'm so uncomfortable.
I don't think I am good.
Yes, you are. You're just playing.
I'm just saying you're better at it than you probably think.
Well, you're being really nice, but I know you, and I know that you're like you're so flirtatious and like cute with him and gross.
I do love to flirt with him.
And my idea of flirting with my husband is like, at my best is like my 26-year-old version of myself, which was like making a joke or being like, you want a little bit of this, don't you? But I do it in a gross way because I find it hilarious. If I were trying to be sexy, like trying to be sexy in 1,000 years, it would just come off so cringe.
I think everybody trying to be sexy comes off that. Like Me flirting with my husband, I'm not like, ooh, this is what a sexy person would do.
Yeah.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Where... what am I doing?
He's going to listen to this episode and be like, yeah, you...
Bull crap. Okay. What? When do you feel... like your sexiest? Ew. When do you feel like, I'm going to get my Coke for this. I need to whip my whistle.
Now I'm really clammed up. I've got my arms crossed. And
I have this effect on people. You can see why my sex life is real brass tacks. In case he's dying over here. I know it's that. I hope we all learned something. Look, you're not my friend that is the most, because I have friends that are
God.
Like...
Oh, God, no, I know those friends of yours, and they scare me.
You have friends, too, that are like oh, my God, Jenny, who's like, we are all, like, flowers of sexuality that need to be plucked. And I'm like, no. Okay, you're not that person, and I'm not that person, obviously. But I do appreciate when my friends that are like that force me to sort of look at myself and like answer these questions, because I find them very titillating and stupid. So like, where do you find, when do you feel the sexiest?
I think I've said this before and I don't know why this is, but like if on the rare occasion that my husband and I now like are at a hotel together without the kids.
God, when does that happen?
Very rarely. Shit. And like prior to kids, I used to love to like get ready for a night out totally nude.
Oh, how do you get anything done? Their wiener's going to be all open you.
Well, and then, but there's this like cat and mouse where they like have to leave you alone, kind of.
Jenny,
you like have a glass of wine and it's like.
Flirtatious little firefly.
And it does. That's like, it's.
I've never done that other than I forgot underwear. Like, can you bring me the blow dryer?
And it's so funny. My husband and I have this thing where he comes in, he goes, looks like you're ready to go. Like,
that's
always
so fun.
Does like a joke, something
I
like that.
I will be getting ready in a bra, and my husband will come in and awkwardly hold my boobs while I get ready, and I won't miss a beat.
Okay, that's nice, too. You, like, put on a bra that, like, looks nice. Like, and you could be in, like, your jeans and a bra or a camisole or something. That's a little, you know, looks
I think
good.
It's also turning the dial a little bit and not take, my husband goes, you will take every opportunity to talk yourself out of being sexy because you feel like you need to make a joke. And the jokes that I make are awesome. Like right after we have sex, I high five him and he hates it, but now it's become a thing and
you
I find
it,
hilarious.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit shy. I don't know what to say. Like I'm not that person that's like, oh God. Let's do everything right now. It's all the menus open, whatever, a la carte.
No,
you want to get in on that.
Unless we're at a Chili's, I don't say anything
that. I can't wait to experience this together.
Here are your list of options. There's two.
Two?
Yeah.
I say the sexiest that I feel, you're going to fucking die. I feel really sexy on the dance floor.
No, that's not,
I feel
that makes
like
sense.
The best version of myself. If I can be on the dance floor and he's not getting into my space, then I can just catch eyes with him. Because we kind of outdance each other. But if I can catch his eye and I'm dancing, that makes me feel flirty and sexy. Gross.
I don't know what the science of this is, but that's what I mean is like when I'm like, getting ready, doing my makeup or doing my hair, I'm doing something
else.
And he just happens to see me.
Yeah. Nude.
Like, in a flirty way. Same thing. It's like, you're doing something else. You're like dancing.
Yeah. It's back in the day when you were like out in a bar and you'd catch somebody's eye and it was electric.
You
were like,
notice you being hot.
Yes.
And that's the kind of flirting that I love to do with my husband. Like if we're at a party or we're out somewhere or something like that, where I'll just like give him like side eye kind of thing where he can't do anything about it at the moment.
My husband, one of my favorite TikTok trends is somebody will send a really filthy text to their husband and they're sitting at like a dinner party or they're with the parents, you know, the mother-in-law or something, and they'll get it and then they get so shy and they like look at it. It's so funny. If I sent that to my husband, if I was like, God, I want to get it. So whatever right now. He would literally like be, what? Why are you sending me a text that says you want to get up on it? Like, I don't, like.
Why are you sending
him a text? I did try one time when we were on the road.
You want to get down on it.
Whatever you get on it. I tried one time.
I want to get on whatever.
We had a couple cocktails and I was like, I'm going to FaceTime him. Just wearing my bra or just wearing my underpants.
Is this when he was at the hockey game?
Yes. Oh, he answered the fucking thing with my our neighbor, Chris. And I fucking hit the floor so hard. I was like, that guy just saw my boobs. Like, and my husband was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I can't.
Okay,
I'm done.
I will advise.
I think we need to go to like a sexual
You got to send a
class.
Text first that says, is there anybody around you? Which
my husband would say no because he'd be like, it's like sitting directly next to me. There's open
somebody
seat.
To look at my phone. Yeah, no, you get it. But I do like
fault.
To do like when my husband will be watching a movie with his dad or something to send a dirty picture.
I know, and I saw you showed me one. I was like, good God, I got to get better at this. And so then I tried to send him like a picture of me in my bra, and it didn't work, and I know that girls send sexy pictures, and I think it's great.
Okay, you know what my favorite is? But now, see, I haven't done it in a really long time, and I'll tell you why. Because Delilah, they were going to her iPad. She hadn't seen them, don't think, but we're sharing notes, too, so I can put any jokes or anything in there. But, like, if you're at a hotel, like when we're at a hotel or something, you can do, like, a silhouette, so like with the drapes, you know.
Oh, this is a Pinterest thing. You literally looked up how to do this.
No,
it's not a thing on your phone.
No.
Oh,
you can like make it so you're all in shadow. You know.
Okay.
Then
that's
like
sexy,
a flirty kind of. Yeah.
I bet he really appreciates that.
No, I don't know that he does.
I think he does. He's in a good mood all the time. I literally had sex with my husband the other day, and I said, I'm doing this because I want you to stop rolling your eyes at me. Is that attractive?
Yeah.
Behavior modification is a reason to bang?
Well, hey, no matter, I do think that it's like important. Like, we go through these, like, right now the kids stay up too late and we're too tired. And
I think a lot of people that have been married, I would say if you have middle school age kids and above, there's a chance you're in a lull. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
It's because kids know what sex is. It's so on their radar. That
they hear stuff. Yeah.
So it's like, it makes it a little bit harder. And also we've been married at that point. If you have middle schoolers, you've probably been married long enough that you're like, no,
we can take a break.
But and you have to like do those planning things where like.
You do.
We'll say like jokingly to each other, like you and I should try to have sex in the next 3 weeks or something.
Let's put it on the calendar because then it's fun to play with that. I will say my husband is a very athletic lover, so I do enjoy
it. Oh! Oh, now that's too much for me, Kristen. Oh, God. I just immediately, the images jumped into my brain. Blah, 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 blah. Athletic, but what does that mean? What does it mean, Kristen? Is it what he is wearing or doing? What does it mean? She can't talk. She's laughing.
I mean, like, he's athletic. He like
What? He has a football card? What's going on? I don't understand. He's got a Mickey Mantle card that he shows you or rubs on your boobs? I don't get it.
I mean, he's like, he's athletic. He's like, he's strong. He can flip me around or do whatever he needs to do. He's a,
he does a little of this and runs the 40.
Well, you know, he can run it back. He does the 40-yard dash. He's you know. I don't know what to. Oh, I thought you would God. Just get what I meant by
well,
saying.
Well, now I know why your hip's always out. It sounds like showing off, if you ask me. That's. What the
so
heck?
I'm just saying the lead up is what needs work, but the.
I'm trying to figure it out. And I have so many images in my head.
I mean, he
all
can
of them
lift.
You're giggling.
He can turn. Okay. He can adjust. He's agile. He has a strong turnout for a man, if I might say. Like,
there is no piece of furniture that he can't adjust to.
It's true.
Wow.
He's Irish and hungry. He will do it wherever he can get it. I'm saying.
I don't feel like, good. No wonder you guys don't kiss. You're getting swung around from a shot putter. I don't know.
He is good at that. He's good.
You have ADD sexually too, don't you? Now I understand why you guys match up. I'd never cross my mind that you'd be like, kissing, that's taking too long. It's like I'm watching C-SPAN or something like that. Why don't you pick me up and throw me around in that different direction? Then I'm sick of looking at this wall. Are you going to do that forever? Come on. This is not working. Come on. Let's switch things up.
I don't talk like that, but it's not completely off. It's just tonally a little more gruff than what I'm into.
I got to get this image out of my head.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know that after all this we had talked about would be so garish just to say
that. I just wasn't expecting that. I don't know, Kristen. So you guys, you have a dinner reservation or what? Let's go. What are you going to get each other presents? I just need to get some of this out of my head.
No, I think we'll make a meat and cheese board. Mm. And he'll drink a little bit of scotch and I'll have a martini.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Oh, I do have to say. Oh yeah, what I was going to say is we had a nice athletic event on my birthday.
There you go.
But the kids were outside, so we thought. And Eleanor, my daughter, we had, God forbid, we were just cuddling a little bit.
Because it sounds like pole vaulter sounds are being made from.
And
are you guys doing archery in there?
My husband got up. My nose is running so much. I'm so sorry. My husband got up and he got dressed fully. And I was laying in bed on the other side from the door. So like you couldn't even see me if you just looked in the door because I didn't want her. I knew she was coming up the stairs. And so I was under the covers and I was waiting for the door to shut so I could put my shirt on so she wouldn't know. And Eleanor's like, it sounds like something's going on around here. And she goes, she's like, somebody had a good birthday. Am I right? And I'm like, Eleanor, you do not get to chime in. And she's like,
That's
somebody's in there without clothes on is what I know. I'm like, shut the door, Colin. Oh my God, you guys.
Oh man. Well, I like that idea, the cheese board thing.
I just like to be with him and me and a couple cocktails. I don't know, you can have your opinion about that.
I have a funny idea. I have something that's funny.
Please don't make me wear.
No, you're going to make a small charcuterie board.
Say it again.
Charcuterie. How do you say it?
Charcuterie.
Char.
I think
not
it's char.
Not char.
But keep saying it char because it's endearing and delightful. Charcuterie board. And I just keep snotting all over myself from embarrassment. It's fine.
Well, he won't care what you call it if you do this. Walk in with the board topless with your boobs on the charcuterie board.
Where do you think we're going to be when this night unfolds? Do you think we're going to not have our children in the house?
Kids,
they see that.
You stay in your room after 9 p.m.
No. That is so weird for them. They're going to be like, we know what's happening. No. It's going to be family movie night, and we'll do it on a different night. But hopefully I get a martini.
Yeah, we always do it on a different
night.
You do it on a different night. Yeah.
I also kind of like, oh, God, this is going to make everybody groan. We kind of do a thing where we, like, give the kids Valentine's. We do, like, a Valentine's family thing.
Just because
I think it's more fun. I think they get the candy. I love Valentine's Day for kids.
Yeah.
I love, like, all the little cards that you got as a kid,
and
you got a Valentine's Day box.
Britt takes the kids, and the kids get me flowers stuff like that. Yeah. So
it's as good as it's gonna get. And you never know. Maybe I put on my favorite jersey. But I can't believe
You know what?
You both freaked out like you've just witnessed.
I'm gonna make you freak out. I've got another idea for you. What if you order one of those like cropped 80s mesh jersey?
That's kind of hot.
Okay. That would be like, we're like, get like a red one and get some little boy shorts. And
okay.
You can do it.
Feels like a lot. For what? Okay, fine. If everybody listening to this can just imagine me in not my, we didn't even do a fit check.
Here it is. You happy? Here it is. You happy? I mean, you said it's athletic. I mean, just put some of that black under your eyes, you know?
He would love it. He would, but he wouldn't want to bang. He would want to talk about the SEC.
And you're...
He'd be like, yeah, my lady boner has gone out, okay. But we are now going into the depths of a spread offense.
Hand me some cheese.
Yeah. Just real quick, my fit check.
Okay.
My fit check
is
the Thunderbirds football team from 2022. Shout out to Lynn Houghton in Fullerton. This is their team. Well, this is when she lived in Fullerton. Now she lives in a different town. But she got this for me, and I love it, and I wear it all the time because her husband's the football coach. And she's got, you know, 4,000 children. By 4,000, I mean four.
Well, but she takes pictures of all the kids.
All the kids playing sports, which is so cool. And they're... You know, my son is on a team in Glendale. They do a basketball team, and they have like a dude that like takes cool pictures.
Yeah,
and Finn.
Oh, hey, that's good basketball. I've heard about that.
It's a good league, but it's cool because Finn feels cool seeing himself in a cool picture. And I was like, oh yeah, I forget that. Like, that is something that I really value when parents take.
Yeah,
you know, it's the day. It's you keep them forever.
They do that now.
Yeah.
Like your football pictures, like got cool
they
lighting
look
and
really
stuff.
Cool.
It's really smart. Why?
Well, everybody, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast episode. It will never happen again.
Tell me if Colin has an athletic photo with good lighting or
not
something.
Not in that space. Not if we want to not get, well, we could start charging gross. No.
Happy
I'm gonna
Valentine's
make that,
Day,
happy
everybody.
Valentine's Day.
Pioneer.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.